Timmons, Aunt. A Timmons band has secured a world record. This morning, local band Miners and Sons traveled 9,000 feet underground to set the record for the deepest concert with the Guinness Book of World Records. "We held up the cages from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., said promoter Norm Dwyer. The Timmons record was set at Glencore's Kidd Mine, the deepest base metal mine in the world. It would take roughly 5 CN towers stacked one on top of the other to reach the surface from the depth where the band set up the concert. The official Guinness World Record achieved by Miners and Sons on November 15, 2024. Amanda Rabsky-McColl, Timmons Today. The Shaft Bottom Boys were the previous record holders at 6,213 feet or 1,893.8 meters below the surface on March 7, 2020. At Vale's Creighton Mine in Greater Sudbury. The Timmons concert was witnessed by 31 lucky ticket holders. "If you're wondering how the acoustics are that deep, Dwyer says it's some of the best he's ever heard. We thought there was going to be an issue," said Dwyer. "I don't know about these guys, but that's some of the best acoustics I've ever heard." 4 of the 5 band members had been underground prior to this process, with Dwyer heading down for the first time 2 weeks before the performance. It was Olivesson's first time underground. "You don't really understand how fast you're going until you pass a level, and it's gone," said Dwyer. "Went all the way down to 9,000 feet and set up. It took an hour to set up, and they played a 15-minute set that included the Tragically Hip's New Orleans in Sinking and CCR's Bad Moon Rising. Mines have spent 68 years taking rock out of that place and then spent one day bringing it back," said Dwyer. "They only had a 30-second break between songs, and during rehearsals, they pulled that even tighter, aiming for 20-second breaks at most." When Dwyer found out that a Sudbury band held the previous record, he needed to defend Timmons' honor. "It took 2 years of trying to get a hold of the right people at Glencore," he said. It turned out that Dwyer knew the man he needed to speak with through other community connections, so he reached out to David Myberg. "I talked to him all the time at the martial arts club," he said. "So I went and talked to David and I said, 'Look, we have this video, I want to do this.'" The next step was getting the Guinness World Record people to take the bid seriously. "It's the only reason I started DWNX events, because as Norm Dwyer, I wasn't getting anything from them, so then I saw there was a different route to go and apply as a company," he said. "I went back, and right away, they answered in 2 days. The company Dwyer formed covered the cost of the application and travel expenses for the adjudicator to the tune of $30,000 USD. The band expressed their gratitude for the support they've received from sponsors as well as the patience of the miners at the Kidd Mine. "There was a lot of enthusiasm for the event on site though. They were helping us move, they had the place cleaned out," said Olivesson. The band's next major gig will be playing the Northern Colleges Miners Ball in February.